Okay, the last Gemara just was a lav bechad. Somewhere one edech uruktan, and it says ki ein machishim hemen shramina. That's derived from this pasuk to the reish of our mishnah that if an edech it says you ate chaylev and you just keep quiet, you're not machish. So the lachar is yichayiv a korban. Yeah. Now the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Meir kal b'chaymer. Meir holds a kal b'chaymer again where two edim say that he ate chaylev. And the person himself denies it and says, no, I did not eat chaylev. So Rebbe Meir says, to leave chayv a korban. That's a kal v'chayim, if two edim, I'm a chayv yumiso, pshit, if they say, we saw you eat the shaygeg, they know, they could tell that he ate the shaygeg, so pshit is chayv a korban. The question is, boil you my time with the Rabbanim. What's the reason of the Rabbanim? The Rabbanim, the Mishnah say, no, that we believe what he says he did not eat. And really, the Mishnah says the reason is more like a migu, because migu he could have said he ate it b'mezit, he ate it willingly, and he spotted him in a korban. So therefore, the Rabbanan said we believe him that he spotted from a korban. So the question is now, my time, what's the reason the Rabbanan? Mishum one svar is tam, the yodim nemolats meyesu meyish, a person has never upon himself more than 100 people. So he's never more than 2 edim upon yourself. The Rashi says the svar is if you messes bedvorim sheish bem kapora. The question is now, if you really did the chet, you need a kapora, you need a forgiveness. So a person knows about himself more than somebody else whether he really needs the kapora or not. And if he says he doesn't need the kapora, we have a right to believe him more than 2 edim, only a svar and a kapora. Likewise, if you really needed the forgiveness, you wouldn't stop, you'd bring the chatis. Since you say now that you don't need it, we have a right to trust you. But this is like in Keneged Hashem, like if you need the kapora, you wouldn't lie. Maybe that's the Rabban Svar of the Taka, could believe you more than 100 people. Or Dilma maybe no. Really, Rabbi Meir is right. Really, we should believe the Edom more than him. But the reason why the Rabban said we believe him, I Dilma Mishum the Amin and Migo. It's like a Migo, and like this. It's a new reason to believe him. Because Diba Yom, if the person wanted to say Mezid Yis, he could have said, listen, true, I ate the Chalif, but I ate it the Mezid, it'll be Potter. If so, now that he says he did not eat the chaylev, mehemah, we also leave him a potter. He's also a potter. And we'll soon see later the reason is because we say metatzin and deburi. We explain his words and we say what he meant to say lo yichalti means I did not eat it b'shegig, but he ate it b'mezid. So it's not really going 100% against the edim. He's like as admitting he ate it. Just this thing b'shegig, he says b'mezid, and that he's neman more than the edim. The Mor says, what's going to be the difference between the two pshatim and the rabbanim? Lemifshit minay letuma. What's going to be a law of vilchus tuma? That letuma, Rashi says, could go in omru lo nitmeis. 2 edim said you were tummy, and right away he went to the base of Migdash. And you say, no, you're not tummy. So the question is, do we believe him or not? What's the svara? The only thing to tell me now, tamay and the rabbanim, the reason of the rabbanim is, mishum di yodim nemo alatz me yoysime yish, that a person is demon upon himself more than 2 edim. If so, then if 2 edim said you were Tomei, and you went into the Beis Hamikdash, and you say, no, you were not Tomei, so again, we'll believe you. Because you're saying now you're potter from the Korban, so negate to Kapor, we believe you more than 2 edim. And if so, then the swear would be, Leishna wouldn't make a difference in Tumah Chadosha, Leishna Tumah Yishana. So Morris says, what? If that's the reason why the Rabbanim say that you believe, because you're never more than Miyasa Ish, more than 100 people, then the Morris says, Leishna Tumah Chadosha, Feloishna Tumi Yishon, it wouldn't make enough Kamina whether it's a new Tumma or an old Tumma. Meaning to say that even if they said you became Tummy today, and if you say no, so your mamish, you're disagreeing with the Edim, still will believe you. But the Yamin, if you're going to tell me that Tamayi, the Rabbanah, the reason why the Rabbanah is going to believe this person is not because he's allowed to disagree with the Edim, but Mishum the Yama Migu, he, that we believe him with a Migu as if to say he's not really lying. Is popular Rabban, that's the reason why the Rabban Patim is so Tumah Yishena. That will only be a good svar by Tumah Yishena. Means if the 2 edim said, you became Tumah yesterday, and today you went into the Beis Hamikdash. So if you say back, learn it to Macy, you know what that means to say? Well, Taitre will explain your words and says that you meant to say you went to the Mikveh yesterday. Not that you're disagreeing with them, but you're just saying you're still not Tumah now, that you don't have a bingo carbon. Why? Because you went to the Mikveh yesterday. Now, if you went to the mikveh yesterday, so today then, you're Tori, you could go into the Beis Hamikdash. Well, let's say the 2 edim said, we saw you become Tommy today. And you said, learn it's mace, then we would not believe you. Because if you say, learn it's mace, at most we could explain you meant to say you went to the mikveh today. Now, even if you went to the mikveh today, you're still Tommy to go into the Beis Hamikdash till Harosh Shemesh, till the evening. The Gemara explains, my timer, Tumi Yishona, if the Edom said you became Tumi yesterday, then we believe you now with Amigo. Dibo Yoma Tvalti, that when you say Loin Nitzmeis, Mistam, what you meant to say was that you went to the mikveh yesterday. And therefore, Potter, is Kiyoma Nam Loin Nitzmeis, see, now that you tell us you're not Tumi, Potter. Why? The Ikalamem, we could explain and say, my Loin Nitzmeis to the Kummer, what did you really mean to say when you told us you're not Tumi against the two Edom? You meant to say, Lo Yamarati B'tumos, I'm still not B'may Tumor, Elo Tvalti, but I went to the mikveh. So that's good. If you went to the mikveh yesterday, so today now you're Torah, let it go to the base of Midrash. Avol Tumor Chadosho Mechayiv. But if the two Edom said that you became Tumi today, then there's no way to believe you that you're not Tumi. My time, what's the reason? To Chiyom Anami Tvalti, even if you want to say that you went to the mikveh today, still Mechayiv, you'll be Chayiv if you're going to the base of Midrash. To Yomru Le'edim, Hashtun Etmeis, that Edim said you became Tummy today. So I don't care if you went to the mikveh today. You're like a Tful Yom. The din is, even though you went to the mikveh today, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Midrash until it comes the evening. So you'll still be high of the korban. So that's enough Gemino, in a case where two Edim said you became Tummy today, and you say no, you're not Tummy today, so would the Rabbanim believe him or not? If you learn the Rabbanim holds down, we believe him more than two Edim, he'd be believed. If you learn, no, he's not believed more. Just because we metatzin and dibura, he would not be believed. So, my, what's the pshat in the rabbanim? So, Gemara says Toshma coming here. It says, Omar loy edech, when edech says this person itzmeis, she became tamei, and he went to the base of midrash, and they hold yichayev a korban. Vuaim, he says, no, loy itzmeis, I did not become tamei potter, because it's an edech. Yochel, I would have thought to say, even if two Edom said he became Tomei, and he says no, that we also say we believe him is Potom. On this, Omer Meir May says back, no, Kalvachoyma. If two Edom have a right to say, did a chet is chayv misa, chamura, a strict punishment, de korban akal, isn't for sure that they want to bring him to a simple punishment of korban akal. That's what Meir is trying to say, that Lemaisa, he's chayv. That no, even though two Edom said you became Tomei, and you tell us you're not Tomei, we believe you. Because the person is Neman, Yosem Meyish. If so, Shramim, this should be a good proof that Tomei Adrab wants to reason the Rabbonim, Mishum Diyamri, Odom Neman Alatzma Yosem Meyish. Yet the Stam is more that Bonan hold, that Negate Kapora, a person is Neman upon himself, more than two Edom. So we take a see that shot in the Rabbonin that negate a kapori, you're not going to lie. Like in the eyes of Hashem to say that really you need a kapori, and you're going to say, no, we're not going to afraid you're going to lie. So we believe you. So if even by a tumah chadosha then, a new tumah of today, you should also be named to say that you're not tumah. So Mer says back, no. Omer Rabbami says, the Eilim really, I tell you, time with the Rabbi, you know what the reason the Rabbonin really is why we believe you more than two Eidim, Mishum Darmina Migo. Only because we could given an answer, what you mean to say, amigo like. This is what it means to say. That, since if you wanted to, you could have said that you're not still Tomei, meaning to say that you went to the mikveh already, and then you'll be part of going in today. Hilkach, therefore, Adam Nemalats from Yesu Meish, that's all the praise means to say. That the reason why the Rabbanim say we believe him is because we explain his words. That when he says loin itzmeisi, not that he's disagreeing completely with the two Edom, he's only means to say that I'm still not tomei, meaning to say that I went to the mikveh. For the Mori Hochi, if so, hainu chelub, it's the same malacha than chelub. The Mishnah says this for also in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says also that chum say we believe him because if the person wanted, we could have said lo yachalti b'shoyg yelo b'meizid. So then, what do you have to say a case of tumah for? It says the case we're in the Mishnah of chelub. So Mori says no. Mother them, I would have thought to say, when the two Edom say you ate chalev, and you say in the Mishnah lo yachalti, over there we believe you to come ataras dibure. We believe to explain your words. What you meant to say was lo yachalti shoygeh. I did not eat the chalev b'shoygeh. Ela b'meizid, but I ate b'meizid. Therefore, it's not really disagreeing with the Edom. Therefore, he's chayiv. Therefore, he's part of an korban. Avol nitmeis. But what two Edom said you became tamei. He says, no, I'm not Tomei. Maybe here we don't explain your words. Because it's mashma that you're arguing completely. That's mashma that you're saying you are not Tomei at all. So that's against the way that we shouldn't believe you at all. Kamashmalon, that's the chiddush of the brayso. No, Kamashmalon, that hochinami by netemes also say the same svara. That lo yomadeti bitumosav, what the person meant to say is, I still did not stay bitumosav. That's all avul tovalte, but I went to the mikvah. So that's the chiddush of the brayso here. But it could be in both cases, the reason the rabbanon is not stam, we believe you more than to edim, but we have a right to explain your words. Metaris Tibur, you're not going to disagree with the Edim. You're just going to explain yourself. That's why we believe you. So we have no proof. Toshma coming here. Vidashna Postik says, Visvada, that if he admits, then he's Chayiv a Korbin. So Vidashna, this Moide Bidvorim Chayiv. Ein Moide Bidvorim Potter. That if you admit your Chayiv, if not, not admit your Potter. So Rashi is talking about. Rashi Oshom Ashechoto Legabitumas Migdish Ksibe Veikra. When you go into the Beis Midrash when you tame, so it says Visvad, if you admit that you went in, then you have to bring a korban. So we dash in Moid, if you admit to them, you chay the korban. If you do not admit, you part of the korban. Omalei Eidechon Itmeis. If one Eid said that you tame, Vuaim he says back Lein Itmeis is pota. You part of the korban. You allowed to disagree with an Eidechot. Yochel, I would have thought this. I would have thought to say Afilu Shnayim. Machishin, even if two Edim say you became Tommy, went into the base of Migdish, and he's Machash, he disagrees and says, no, I was not Tommy. Maybe you also is Potter for the Korbin. On this, Omer of Meir, or Meir Sheet, there is no Omer of Meir. Emeviyu Shnein Lode Misa Chamura. If two Edim are believed so strong to bring Lode Misa Chamura, Lo Yiviyu Lode Korbin Akal. Isn't it a sword to say for sure that Yechayiv a Korbin? That's what Meir Svog says all over in the Mishnah, that you're not never to disagree against two Edom. Two Edom are believed more than you. They're never to say you waited for Shogi, you have a key to bring a korban. Reb Yudah, Reb Yudah says no. Reb Yudah, Oimer, Neman Odom Alatzma, Yoisim Meish. A person is Neman upon himself more than 100 people. Says Mash Maklor, Reb Yudah Stam, Negei to Kapor, at least, you're Neman upon yourself more than two Edom, we believe you. Not because of Amigu, Stam, we believe you. But now it says, "Umoidin chachom l'Reb Yehuda." The chom now agreed to Reb Yehuda, "Bichalovin uvebias migdash." In the case where two Edim said you ate chaylev, and you say no, you did not eat chaylev, we believe you. Or then bias migdash, two Edim said you were tummy and you went to the base of migdash, and you say no, you were not tummy. So there we believe you. Avo betuma loymoidale, but stam negativ you still tummy. The moshul if you touch Tyrus. Do you make the Tyrus Tommy or not? Then we don't believe you. That's what the Chum hold. Mashma, that you're not Stam Neman against two Edim. You only believe Negeyat HaKapora as Matasina Deburei. So therefore, just Stam, if you're Tommy or not, if you touch Chulin, or you touch Tyrus as a Tommy or not, there we did not believe you, we believe the two Edim, they said that the Tyrus is like a Tommy. So like this, Al-Batulma, Loi Moidelei. So now, my asking, what are we talking about over here? What's John Lee's Chachom over here? Name if you want to tell me. Bituma Yishona. We're talking about a tumor that happened yesterday. Bituma Yishona. The two Edom said yesterday you were Tommy. And he says now that today he's not Tommy anymore. So then, Maishno Chalovin will be a Smidish. The Dumoy delay. That's Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because when he says he did not eat Chalev, not going to the base of Migdish. That he could have said what? He was amazed. So we believe him when he says Lo Yechalti. That we explain that he meant to say do not eat b'shoygu b'bemezid, we believe him to explain himself. If so, Tumi Yishoma Nami. Then when two Edim says he became Tumi yesterday, so what? And he says, no, I did not become Tumi. We should believe him. It should also be Mitarav Zibu, we should explain his words like this. If the person, what he meant to say, we want, we could have said, Lo Yamarati b'tumosi yelo tivalti. I am not still Tumi, but rather I went to the mikvah. So if the two Edom said he became Tommy yesterday, so we should believe when he says, Leibnitzmeis, I did not become Tommy, meaning to say that I went to the mikveh yesterday, and therefore today I'm Torah completely, and he's allowed to go to the base of Middash. So what did the Rabbanon say? I do not admit my Tumah. So what's the pshat here? What did the Rabbanon argue? Some Ravina says, so the Chur, the Havimin, what we're talking about now with Tumah, Chadosha, or Tumah today. So you see, and here, since the two Edom said you became Tommy today, there we don't believe you, because you can't explain that you went to the mikvah today, it still won't help you, you'll still be Tommy. So who is to clear the Pshat Rabbanon is not that you believed against two Edom, but we only believe you when we can explain your words, that's what you meant to say. But when we can't explain your words,
like by a tumah chadasha, then you're not neman. So who you have right, the rabbanon hold, it's only because we could explain your words and not by a tumah chadasha. Samara says no. Amar Ravina says the olam really will tell you about tumah yishana. We're talking about now the davki here only your tumah yishana, tumah you came yesterday. So the question is then, why did the Chum say we don't believe him? Why not? Why can we metarz diburei? So mazal goyin the amr leyedim or chal to kodishim betumas aguf. To Adam said, we saw you eat yesterday kodishim when you were tamei. Vayimelon, he says back to him, learn it meisi. No, I was not tamei yesterday. See, if for sure is going directly against what the two Adam said, it's not enough to say he went to the mikvah today or even yesterday. So what? But the two Adam are saying, we saw you eat kodishim when you were tamei. So if he says, no, I did not eat it when I was tamei, there we don't believe him. Here we can't explain what he says. Here you can't say that you're not still tummy but you went to the mikvah. Why does it help you? But that doesn't help you. They're saying you ate it when you were tummy. So even if you went to the mikvah afterwards, still you're chayiv. So my yomaloin, what do the edim mean? What does this person mean to answer back? Tavalti v'yachalti, that I went to the mikvah and then I ate it. If so, kiyom aloin hochi, ichesh le diburi kama, miyu betumah maga, that our koponim being machish, what the Tuvaitim said. The Tuvaitim said that yesterday you were tamei, and we saw you eat the kachim, we saw you touch the kachim, that you made the kachim tamei. And you're saying, no, you never made the kachim tamei. So for that much, you're not nemon. That's going your head-on collision, you're going directly against the Tuvaitim. Like, we can't explain your words at all over there. Because there the pshat is, like they're saying, yesterday you were tummy, you touched kachim. So you're not able to say you weren't tummy yesterday. So that's what the Chum argue. Here. So that's the pshat. So if Pach is smashed, but then the pshat from the Chum is, they only believe because we say metastin in the Bur, when we could explain your words. But in the case where we cannot explain your words, then you're not able to disagree with the two Adam. Omer of Nachman says, Aloha Kreb Yehuda. Nachman says, we pass him like Kreb Yehuda. That Yehuda is the one that says here, Pasha, no, that we always leave the person, he's even Neman against two Adam. Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon was here, Neman Adam Leimalatim, Yosef Meish, period. The Mashma, not because Metasina de Burei, but Stam, Nageya to Kapora, we leave the person more than two Adam. See, Paschal's like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosef said, Loy Omeruela Beinoy Lebeinatzmoy. Uli Yatzmai, that we believe you more than two Adam is only negated to yourself, between you and yourself, and only negated to yourself, not negated to somebody else. Like if somebody else wants to know, could I eat this tyrus that you touched, Avada no. Negated to anybody else, since two Adam said you were Tomei, negated to anybody else, we have to act as if you were Tomei. And the other people cannot touch you, cannot eat from your kachim, anybody else has to rather believe the two Adam. It's only a svara that you yourself have the right to say, I have no doubt about the matter. For me, there's no suffix, so for you, you don't have to listen to the two Adim. You could act like you tore. But negate to anybody else, Avada, we have to leave the two Adim better, and you'll be Tom negate to anybody else. Omer Rashlokish says, though, Moedi Rabbi Melech Chomer, Ramei is the one that says we believe the two Adim always more than him. But in one place, Ramei agrees to Chomer. Shemom Ruloi Shnayim Ba'alta Shifcha Harufa. If two Adim say to this man, we saw you live with a Shifcha Harufa, and Yechai the Korbin Oshem. For Wayman, he says back, Loi Bialta, no, I did not live with her. His Mammon. Even Reb Mei agrees we believe the person more than two Adim. Question is why? Because here, it's a better Metasina de Burai, the Bo Yomaloin. If the person wants, we could have said back to him, Loi Gomarti Biyosi. As if to say, I did not do the Chet at all. You say I live with the Shifcha. I can say, even though I live with her, I only made a tchilas bi at the beginning. I didn't go into it completely. We learned before, the Apostle says, Shifcha Zera, Yoni Chayv, if you make a Gemar Bia. See here, the person then would say, he didn't do an Aver at all. See here, Meir says, we believe him. Hashem came before, when the two Eitim said, you ate Chalif. So Meir says, we don't believe you if he says he didn't eat. The Chomis say, we believe him to say, he did not eat it, Peshoigi, but Bemezit. So he's telling us he did a big aver, he ate a bemezid. That Ramei says, no, we don't believe you. We don't believe you to say you did a bigger avera. But over here, the pshat is, Ramei believes the person if he says he didn't do an avera at all. Like he's telling us, I didn't do anything wrong. I live with a bemara, only with a tchilas bia. There's no, that's not the Yisra Torah. The Yisra Torah is only to make a gemar bia. See, here, when the person has the right to say, I didn't do anything wrong, here even Ramei also would have believed the person and it'd be neman. Omer Rav Shesh says, also, Moed Ramechom, Ramei also agrees to Chomin that there is a time will be if the person wasn't to aid him. The Nozer Tomei, in the case where the Nozer is Tomei, Sha'omru Loishnaim, two people said to him, Nitmesa. Two people said to this Nozer, we saw you become Tomei. For why am I learning Nitmesa? And the Nozer says, no, I did not become Tomei. So Ramei also agrees, we believe him, and he's parted from being in the carbon now. Why? Because the boy Yomar nishalti on his ori. Again, the person could have said, I didn't do an aver at all. The person wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said, I didn't do anything wrong at all. He could have said, I was sure, I took off my Naziris. And if he sure went to a chokhun to be matter the Nazir, the Naziris, he's allowed to be metamal mason then. So now that he said, loin it's Mesi, Rameyah believes him. So the kid said, Rameyah believes him if he has a migum, that he could have said, he didn't do anything wrong at all, that's a migu taiv. Then Ramei agrees, admits that we believe him, and Mestom will be Metasim and Deburei. Ramei only argues in the Mishnah, if the person says, Lo Yechalti, I did not eat, and you want to tell me, meant to say, did not eat the B'Shoigah, but he ain't even made it. So he's saying, did a big Aveira, then Ramei says, we don't believe him. But if the person has a way out to say, I didn't do anything wrong at all, then even Ramei says, we believe him. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Moedi Ramei agrees to Chomim, if two people say to him like this, Yodeya Atta Beidus Pliny, we know that you know Adis for Ruvain. So we're telling you now, come and say Adis, and not have to swear. Two Adim say, we know for sure this person knows the Adis. Vuayman, this person says back, no, lo yadati, I did not know the Adis. And he swore, and he still says, I do not know it. Lachar is potter, he's potter from the Korban Shua. Why? Because the Ibo Yom, if wanted, he could have said, lo niskavanti li Adis, the person could have said like this. Not that I didn't see the Adis. Really, I saw the Adis. But the Maestro is when I saw it, I had in mind, Padafka, not to be an aid. I had in mind not to be an aid. So if you have in mind not to be an aid, you're possibly Adis. So that's why, again, he could have said, it's completely Adis. I never had intentions of being an aid. So even though really I saw it, I have a right to say I didn't see it, meaning I'm not a good aid. So in such a case, again, when a person has a right to say I didn't do anything wrong, Ramei then believes him with this matasina de burah. Then Ramei agrees. Ramei only argues if he has to say he did something wrong, then we don't believe him. Then the Mishnah says, Ochal chaylev v'chaylev b'lamach. Let's say the guy eats one kezayas of chaylev, then another kezayas, and another kezayas. It was all in one forgetting. Says only chayev one korban. Maskal or Rabbi Zera. Amai ein chayev b'lachad zachas. Why you only chayev one chatis? I v'odei zayas of chaylev ochal. Amai si ate two different kezayas of chaylev. So why is Nechayah the Chatas for each one separately? Some lay Abaye, it's back simple. It's only if you forgot and remembered in between. So every time you remember, that makes it for new Averi, Yechayah v'nu Korban. But V'ochel Amachas, here it's all in one big forgetting. The Ika. Since it's all he forgot, no, he ate Chaylev, and he forgot it's also, and he kept on eating it. So since it's in one forgetting, it's only Chayah v'nu Korban. Ika Demach Shalohachi. So I ask a question like this. Time Madelamachas, why do we say is only Chayiv one? Because it's one forgetting. Hobishtel Azmash would be two forgettings. Chayiv Shtam would be Chayiv twice. Amai, Shem Chelev Echru, why it's only one Issa Chelev, so why is it Chayiv two Chatois? Omalei Abaye, by his back simple, Halomis Mechalokim, no, Lamais is a different Helim here. Since a different Helim, the Halomis is Mechalokim. Every time, like you've forgotten, then you remember every Yediyah, every remembering you have, that's Mechalomis into Numaisa. If you have two chatois, orcha chelav b'dam l'pig of noyes chayiv, which says, but let's say eats different averus, even though it's all in one forgetting, he's chayiv chatos each one separately. So now, mimin echad chayiv pshita. Then the Mishnah says, let's say eats a chatzi kezayis chelav, then again a chatzi kezayis chelav, so he's chayiv chatos. But if he ate a chatzi kezayis of chelav, a chatzi kezayis of piglon of noyes, if it's behelam echad, he's potter. But the more min echad of eats a chatzi kezayis, then another chatzi kezayis, chur pshita yechayiv, avada. The mice you wait now a kezayis of chelav with one forgetting, avada yechayiv a korban. Om Rashlakish said the Chiddush Mishnah is like this. Om Rashlakish, mishum bar tutini, kegoin sheochlu bishnei tamchuyim. We're talking about now, you add these two chatzoi zaysim in two separate plates. And you ate it in one plate, then you ate the other plate. That's Chiddush Mishnah, still yechayiv a korban. And the Chiddush is Valibud Rabbi Yeshua, the Yom that he holds Tamchuyim Mechulokim, that since he ate in two separate plates, he holds the Moshkel, if he ate one Kezayis from one plate, then another Kezayis from another plate, he holds Yechayiv Tuchatois, because each plate is Mechalik.
So according to him, I would have thought to say, Mal Detaymo, I would have thought to say like this. Mal Detaymo, Kiyam Rabbi Yeshua Leshna Lekuna Leshna Lechumra. He even says that Lekuna also, like in our case here, where he ate a chatzi kizayis of chelik from one plate, then he ate another chatzi kizayis from another plate. So I would have thought to say, according to him, he's potter from the carbon. Because since he ate from two separate plates, it's like two separate actions, each one by itself, you potter. Is kamashmul no dechayiv, kamashmul on yechayiv. Alma, what do we see? Lechumra omar lekulu leyomar. That he says two separate plates, like two separate actions, that's only lechumra. If in each place was a kizayis, say he holds yechayiv two chatois. But here, with each place was only a chatzi kizayis. So he doesn't say lekulu is called like two separate plates, but here we admit it's like one plate and you'd be chayif. Yeah. Ikad yami sumsa like this. Al seifa mishnei minim pote pshita. The seifa says what? That from shnei minim is pote, if he ate a chatzi kizayis of chelif, a chatzi kizayis of noiser, a chatzi kizayis of pigul, that you pote. Each one was only chatzik zayis. You can't put the two together. Avad yipota. Some reshlok on this reshlok says mishum batutini. I think going the case is shoflu b'shnei tamchuyim. But I want now yet from two separate plates. That's the chiddush. Falib to Rabbi Shua. The chiddush is according to Rabbi Shua. The yom that he holds tamchuyim mechulokim. He holds if yet from two separate plates. It's mechalak if yet a kizayis chelif from one plate. That another kizayis from another plate yields a chayiv two chatois. So it's like this. The matter of him, I would have thought to say, Kiyom Rav Yeshua lechumra. When did he say the two separate plates is a mechalak on the lechumra? Avo lekulu lo yomar. But he does not say it lekula. That what, since it's two separate, I would have thought to say it's like one plate. Kamashmua, no. That mi beiz minim potter. The only reason why you potter is because it's two different minim. That what? It was a chatzi gezayis of chelif and a chatzi gezayis of noiser. But master, if it would have been a chatzi gezayis of chelif and another chatzi gezayis of chelif, then you'd be chayif. Now, my mi beiz minim, what does it mean to say mi beiz minim? And what does it mean my mi beiz minim, it means mi min echadu, really it's one min. For my korle beiz minim, mishum the yochle beiz, we had it from two different plates. Uktani potter, so it says your potter over here. So that's beyond the sefer. Mashma of two separate plates, yipotter. So even though each one was a chatzi gezayis, but since it's in a separate plate, yipotter. Alma, what do you see then? Loishna lekul, loishna lechumra. Kamri mishua that you take a potter. If that's beyond the sefer, so it's a chesestira. Mi the sefer min echod ushnei tamchuyim. What of a shan the sefer is that it's one piece of chelif. Just since it's in two separate plates. It's your potter, because he holds even lekula. Since you ate them in two separate plates, you can't put the two together. So each one by itself was only a chatzi gezayis, your potter. If so, ratio min echod v'tamchuyechod, then the ratio one min must mean in one plate pshitet yechayiv. So that can be pshat in the Mishnah. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So Moses says rather like this. Om Ravina. Going shahoisalo yediya bein time. We're talking about right now that it was yediya. What we're talking about now, it means it was a chatzik zayis chelev in one plate and a chatzik zayis in another plate, and he ate them together. And the chiddush is that yichayev. What's the chiddush though? Going shahoisalo yediya bein time. He ate one chatzik zayis, and after he ate it, you realize you ate an avera, and then you forgot and you ate another chatzik zayis. So the chiddush is valibud rav gamliel diyama ein yediya lechatzishir. That even though you remembered in between, still here you b'chayiv achatis. Because the yediyah that you realized in between was only an achatis shir. That's not called the good yediyah. If you talk and remember you did the aver, you did, you chayiv a korban for that. Then you forget and do something else. It's called a separate mice altogether. You can't put the two together. But over here, the first one was only achatis gezayis. That's achatis shir. You're not chayiv for that. That yediyah means nothing. There's none. We learn like this. Ha koisev shtay oisiv. Somebody writes two oisiv. Pishtei alomis. He forgot, he wrote one ois and he forgot, was Shabbos. Then he reminds himself, then he forgot again. Ach v'shach z'ach z'arvis, v'gomil mechayiv, v'gomil says yechayiv v'chattis. V'chom v'poitrim. V'gomil sovar, ein yedi l'chattishir, even though in between you realize it was Shabbos, but since you only realized you did a navera, v'chattishir, that's not called a navera. So when you forget again it was Shabbos, and did the chet second chattishir, l'mais is called, you did a complete shir on Shabbos, yechayiv v'chattis. Rabbon and Sarvi know, Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir, that when you realize in between that it's Shabbos, so you wrote now one ice on Shabbos, so without the Mzai it's cool, that you did a Chet on Shabbos, and you had a Yediyah. So you remembered, but you're not Chayav Echat, it was only a Chatzi Shir, it was only one ice. But it's not Mitzdarf anymore to the second Ksiva, because it's not one Helam, it's two separate Alamis. That's the Machlokes, if you remember something with a Chatzi Shir, are you Chayav or not? That's Pshana Mishnah Rosh. The Mishnah Rosh is talking about Yeda Chatzi Kazayis of Chaluf at two separate times, and you remembered in between. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is still Yechai Bekorbin, because since that Yedi in between was on a Chatzi Shir, a Yedi of the Chatzi Shir means nothing. Now the Mishnah says, Kami Yishov Yechon, how long do you have to wait in between eating food? Kilo Oichel, to say it's like called one Achila. Yeah, this is a case here. Let's say a guy eats. He eats now shnecha, two chatzoy zaitzim from one min. So Mishnah before says mstar, but how fast do you have to eat them together to make it like one shear? So Mishnah says kilu aklan kolayis, like eating a barley, a roasted barley, roasted wheat. Right, nice means kilu aklan garni, like eating seeds. Perurim, but that means you have to eat them fast one after another, like you're mamish eating seeds. That's the first sheet here. Is kilu oichlan kolayis divra b'meya. That's Rameh Shit. But if you stop eating, it's time it's tarif. V'chomer muno, at shishor mitchilo v'yatzak v'yachilos pras. That's what we hold. As long as you do not wait like 2 or 3 minutes in between, as long as it takes your team, achilos pras means a half a loaf of bread, it's still called the shir of an achilah, it's mitzarif and yichayiv. Ochal oichlan temeyim. Let's say yet oichlan temeyim. V'shos gomashkim temeyim. Shoshos revias yayin. We also drink revias yayin v'nichlos lamidush. V'shor k'dayachilos pras. Chayiv, and you're waiting for the Achilles Pras, you chayiv. What is going on? Ach, Echlan Temeyim. Echlan Temeyim means in the Shiach the Achilles Pras. Or else Yeshosha Mashkin Temeyim, Revius, or else you drank Revius Yayin.